வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 29th of November 1975 in Delhi, India.
So many kolakendras. Kola means cheating. Kola. In Bengal, it is called kola. Kola de ki dichi. I mean cheating. Tum Bengali jante. Yeah, I think in other countries also. They do, sir. They have, cannot do anything. In your country, do they not? Like showing this thumb?
No,
in India, it is.
What does that mean?
Man, you are useless. You could not do anything.
Good morning, sir.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
There are so many kala kendras, but no kendra for understanding Atma. Apushyatam Atma Tatyam. In Bhagavad Gita it says, Apushyatam. They do not know what is Atma Tatyam. These rascals. Griheshu Grihamedina. Apushyatam Atma Tatyam. These rascals, they do not know Atma Tattva, the science of self-realization. Vairatthamanina, they have been simply external. They are giving importance to the music, but the person who is playing the music, he has no information. He's thinking this tongue is vibrating music. Such a rascal. If the tongue is vibrating music, then why he's dead? Why the tongue does not play music anymore? And the ear is there. Why he does not hear anymore music? If this body is all, then the body is there, the tongue is there, the ear is there. Why there is no response of the music? Apushyatam Atma Tattvam. These rascals, they do not know who is the person who is singing and who is hearing. Therefore they have been called as murars. Who is singing, who is hearing, he does not. Apashyata. They cannot see. They see only that the tongue is vibrating, the ear is hearing. And the dead man, the same ear is there, the tongue is there. Why there is no music? What they will answer?
They say it's a chemical interaction.
What is that chemical? Why talk nonsense? Chemical reaction, bring that chemical and let him hear again. What is the answer? Why do they say nonsense which he does not know? Chemical reaction, if it is chemical reaction, bring chemical and inject it. What is the answer?
That chemical is very complicated.
Then you do not know, first of all, admit, You're talking nonsense. The chemical you do not know, still you're talking nonsense. Therefore you're rescued. Why do you talk nonsense? If you do not know, what is the answer? If you do not know, why do you talk? That's a wise man. Then you are a nonsense. Asachanam suchastam pragyavadam. You are talking like a very learned scientist, but you are a rascal, fool, challenger like that.
They think that today they do not
they
know,
think.
But tomorrow they think they will know.
That is another rascal. Therefore I say, kick them on their face tomorrow. You are offering post-dated check. Even if you are coming of a very millionaire's family, but if you give me a check post-dated, shall I accept it? A sane man? No. Bring cash, then talk. So these rascals, they have no cash. They have got only paper. Post-dated check. And who will accept it? Unless one is, another is fool rascal, another rascal.
They're bluffing.
That's all. Bluffing business goes on when there are many rascals. You can bluff the rascals, not the intelligent man. Who is cheated? One who is a rascal, he is cheated. Not the intelligent man is cheated.
They should have their salaries paid by post-dated checks.
Huh?
They should have their salaries paid by post-dated.
No, they will not accept. That they will not accept.
In the future we will pay you.
Now you start. In future I shall pay. Now how shall I eat? Now you start. In future you get paid. Do not know what is the chemical, how it is acting, depending on your future knowledge, and still you are talking like a very big, great scientist. These rascals should be stopped by kicking on their face. Huh? Sir? Ambarish Maharaj, do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. Know the chemicals, why they open deaf and dumb school. Let the chemical be injected and they will be cured from dumbness and deafness. And what is that chemical?
I mean, after all, isn't it just a matter of time because we've invented this
again, rascal now. Again, rascal now.
Yeah, but just think of what we've already done. We've made
what
new
you
skin.
Have done. What you have done?
We've made new
a
skin.
Man,
if somebody gets burned, we can put new skin on him.
When he's blind, what you can do? You can simply make some experiment. Then you say, we tried. We could not do it.
Ah, but now we're putting in new eyeballs.
That cannot see. That's how they're bluffing.
In Russia, they've made dogs with two heads.
Hmm?
They put another head on a dog in Russia.
Hmm.
And now the dog has two heads.
Really?
Yeah. That was a big head.
Such an advancement. Two-headed
dog. So eventually they're going to try to have men with the first experiment with animals and then find on men.
Therefore, Ravan had 10 heads. And he was killed. In spite of 10 heads. Still, he could not save himself from the hands of Rama, although he had 10 heads. He thought that I am now 10 heads. Who can be more intelligent than me? Still, Ramchandra proved, yes, I am better intelligent than you.
they say that this philosophy is very old. They say that this philosophy is very old.
Yes. And they want... we are giving old wine in a new bottle. If it is old, why the up-to-date Western boys are taking? It may be old for you, rascals. But those who are intelligent.
They think that they are faster, they have nothing more to do except this.
Then why do you take this? Why not your philosophy? Why they take this philosophy? Why not the Russian philosophy?
They are going to take. That's the reason they are putting the Russian books.
No.
Well, lots of people take the Russian philosophy.
No. They are exhibiting here in India. But why in Europe, America, they are not taking?
There are many Marxists in America, like on the subway.
Many Marxists, there are many capitalists, that is another thing. Why the Russians could not make everyone Marxist in spite of so much propaganda? What is the basic principle of Russian philosophy?
What is the basic principle?
Yeah.
Follow the teachings of Marx?
No, no. What is that teaching?
Everything belongs to the state. The worker is supreme.
Manners. Everyone should work for the state and the state will distribute fairly.
The basis of the philosophy is that matter is supreme.
Yeah.
The basis of the philosophy is that matter is supreme.
And all matter is the same.
Matter is supreme, then why the matter does not move independently?
That they have no answer.
Then another rascal. If matter is supreme, why don't you combine matter and let it move? So what is that supreme which is moving this matter? If they do not know, then again a rascal. In spite of so much philosophy and so much communism. Why, when Stalin and Lenin died, she simply remained matter. Why it was not moving? What is that matter?
That they are working on.
Again, the same rascal. Again, another rascal. They are working, therefore we must be satisfied. Post-dated. How do you say all these things?
Well, their philosophy is just a social philosophy.
It may be, it is not perfect.
They say from everybody according to their needs and to everybody according to their needs.
Then why there are so many enemies? Why the Americans do not like them? Chinese do not like them?
No, they write in the modern... I've seen in the modern textbook in the Delhi schools, they make a counter proposal. They said because the Indian philosophy is not so perfect, India has become economically backwards on account of following the...
What economically backwards?
See, India is very poor country.
Indians economical backwards because they have given up their own culture. When India is actually standing on the old culture, they are never defeated. Even the Mohammedans, they ruled over India for 800 years, but they could not defeat the Indian culture. But the British government, they are clever, they spoil the Indian culture. Therefore they are poverty. Otherwise, if India would have continued in his own culture, Gandhi started the boycott movement, the Indian culture automatically boycotted anything foreign. We know in our childhood, nothing foreign made could be used in some ceremony. Even this clock, it must be country made. What is called?
Kadi.
Kadi, yes. No mill-made cloth can be used. That was Indian culture. They would not touch even foreign medicine. Dr. Bose, Karthik Chandra Bose, he told me that he do not know how much we had to flatter to accept this British medicine. They would not touch quinine, anything. foreign man. This was Indian culture.
Well, the basic flaw with Indian culture is that some people are very rich and some people are very poor.
I know. And so why beggars, in your country there are hippies lying on the street? Why? Why they have accepted poverty?
Well, that's a temporary
India is poor and rich. I know. Why they are voluntarily poor?
That's because they were all entitled.
Then I cannot say that there is no poor. There is voluntarily poor. You cannot say there is no poor.
Well, in our Russian system, we're trying to abolish that poor. See, by making
again that
take
we are trying to abolish the post-dated check. Again.
In Russia, everyone is poor.
Huh?
In Russia, everyone.
Everyone is poor.
But at least they're equal.
Well, when you become poor, then naturally it is equal. There is no reason, man. Naturally become equal. If everyone is full, then everyone is equal. That's all.
But everybody in Russia is so strong.
What is that strong?
They can lift all kinds of weight and fight very strongly. Very strong people.
Yeah.
So they're not starving.
No, they're stronger than the lions, like the elephant. Are they stronger than these animals? Are they?
I know.
Are the Russians stronger than the elephant and the lion?
Then
the lion is better than them. The elephant is better than them. Oh, why do you call them? They are animals. They are better situated. One lion can kill hundreds of Russians. Then lion is better than the Russian. You have to accept that.
Well, I mean, but they're not poor because they're so, you know, they're well fed.
There everyone is poor, begging. You are talking theoretically. I went to Moscow. The taxi driver was wanting something excess. They are so poor. Begging. Give me something more. They are so poor. Most of the people, they are walking on the street. There is no taxi. Nobody can pay for taxi. This is their situation.
Yeah, but why should somebody be rich and I be poor? Why, I mean, what gives him the right to have money?
That is everywhere. That is called, that is, he is born in a rich family. I am born in a poor family. Why this is happening?
Yeah, that's unfair. I mean, I should take his money.
No, not unfair. This is nature's arrangement. Uchavacha. Why one has become animal? Why one has become man? The same living entity.
Chance.
Again, that's good. Chance. Who is making this chance? Huh? Can I make you by chance a dog? That is not possible. There is no such chance. It is by karmaphala. Karanam guna sangha. The chance is that you are a rascal fool. You do not know what chance will make me what. Just like you infect some disease, you suffer from the disease. So this happens to the rascal. One who is intelligent, he does not infect. He's always cautious. Therefore, this chance of infection is not there. Actually, you cannot say chance. It is your ignorance. You create chance because you do not know what will happen after something. On account of ignorance, it is chance. But if you are fully aware, there is no question of chance. An intelligent student, he does not think, by chance I may be passed. He reads properly, he appears in the examination, gives the proper answer. It is not chance. And if he thinks, all right, by chance I will be passing the exam. Is it very intelligent? These rascals are talking like that. There is no question of chance. Account of ignorance, they commit something infectious and they suffer. And because they cannot explain, they say it is chance. It is not chance. It is due to some cause.
Actually, Marx was very expert at giving economic causes. For example, he said that they would start off with this...
No. What Marx has explained, that a man is born in a rich family, from the birth he's millionaire, and another man is trying whole life, but he could not secure more than his provision, that's all. Why this is?
That's due to the capitalistic system. Because he's born in a certain kind of a system, then this hereditary birth and wealth comes. But that capitalistic system, if it's more in a socialistic or communistic system, then there's no possibility of that happening. So therefore, this inequality doesn't exist. Now
they are trying for the last 50 years why the capitalism is not yet gone. 50 years at least. They started their movement in 1917. So how many years? More than 50, 60 years. What they have done, progress.
Well, actually, Russia was the wrong place for communism to go. According to Marx, Russia was the last place that should be communistic because it was agricultural. But the first place should have been like England.
Well, that means so why they did not do that? Another rascal. Why are you taking chance in Russia, the police country?
So that when, if a country like England or America would become communistic, that
why would we come? It is not the dictation of rascal Marx. Why they would? Why is expecting like a fool like that? Why they would accept that philosophy?
Well, they will have to accept it.
No, and that is another thing. Again, they will have future. Again, rascal.
Because just like New York has gone bankrupt, so all the cities will go bankrupt, and then people will not
that
have
that is another thing. Bankrupt does not mean that philosophy is lost. Bankrupt may be due to some other reason. That does not mean the capitalistic philosophy is finished.
Well, actually, the communistic philosophy is strictly
not
economic.
Actual. Don't say actual. Yeah, sometimes you say accidentally, and sometimes actual.
Marx's point was that this the different systems, they would deteriorate one into the other, and eventually all these countries would have to, they would just evolve into that communistic way of life. That was his
then idea. When there will be no capital, necessarily they will be communistic. Yes. Nothing to eat.
So it's just it's not a philosophy, but it's a position one has to accept out of desperation.
So that is described in the Bhagavata, that they will be embarrassed with so many problems. That is not a communistic idea. That is the future of Kali Yuga that is mentioned in the Bhagavata. Achinna daradravina gacchanti girika. They will be harassed by famine, taxation, and starvation. Naturally, they will be disappointed. Achinna, that is already told.
Marx, he studied history from a given point, and then he just calculated the consequences.
And that point is not new point. It is already stated 5,000 years ago. So what credit he has got?
Right.
If I say, now you are 34 years, at the end of 100 years you will die. Yeah. Is that discovery?
No, but that was...
Everyone knows it.
But for this, he's got so much credit, because he said this...
Oh, he gets credit from the rascals and fools, that's all.
Actually, his philosophy is not something that can be put into action, but he's simply predicting what will be.
That we can say also from our Bhagavad. That is not a very new thing. Those who are rascal fools, for them it is new. And those who are student of Srimad Bhagavata, it is not new for them.
I think Plato also predicted.
Yeah.
We noticed this year at the book fair that they gave so many stands to the communist publishers. There were at least 10 or 15 stands.
And formerly they were not even allowed. They were not allowed. There was not a single one. Three years ago, there's not a single stand which had communist literature in the book fair. And this year, there must have been 15.
There's a worldwide trend towards communism today.
Mm-hmm.
There's a worldwide trend towards communism. In Europe, communism is becoming very strong. Italy has almost become communist. The Communist Party has captured
Portugal.
Portugal, there's a struggle going on. Even in France, the Communist Party is very, very strong.
Disappointment. People are becoming more and more poverty-stricken.
Yeah.
This is it.
They're forced to accept it.
European economic problem is
failure. Actually, this oil crisis has been of great help to the communists because of this oil crisis, the world economy has fallen. And as people become frustrated, more and more people are turning towards communism.
What the communists have done for the world benefit.
Well, it's a nice philosophy.
In India, there are many communists. But the price of foodstuff increasing daily, what they can do?
Well, they say if we were in power, this would not happen.
Now, why don't you become in power? You're strong. And what they have done, those who are already in the power. There is no food. One has to be blind for 2 hours to get foodstuff. I have seen in Moscow.
They don't have any food.
They have to buy importing from India.
Yes, importing from India,
they don't
America.
Have bananas, mangoes, nothing.
So this rascal is going.
People are so
and
foolish.
People here in Moscow, I have seen, they have no choice. You have to take whatever government supplies.
Yes. There's no food in the market.
If you want to eat something, everyone has got desire. You cannot get. There is no fruit. There is no flour.
When I was there, all we could find was some potatoes, some beets, and some cabbage. That's all. Nothing else.
But also in Russia, you can't grow many things. It's very cold.
You can import.
Therefore, naturally, they're condemned.
So when you put the communistic system somewhere where you can grow these things, that would be very nice. You take that system and put it in a place where you can grow all these things, then it will be nice.
But if you bring communism, you will not be able to grow. You are condemned immediately. Nature elastic supply.
China is doing very nicely.
Why not Russia?
Well, China has more facility to grow.
Then, what is the use of Russian philosophy?
Well, actually, it's not Russian philosophy.
He has no facility.
It's Chinese philosophy. Well, I just read a report from French reporters that went into China. They say China is growing.
Then it is not accident. There must be some cause. Why do you say accident?
They say
can you say accidentally Chinese are better situated? Why don't you accidentally you become better situated? Then there must be controller.
Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong.
No, whatever it may be, if one is better situated and another is not, there must be some management about that.
They say their great nationalistic spirit is holding together the country. They have a great nationalistic spirit. They're loyal.
That spirit is there amongst the dogs. That is not very good quality. The dog has a, you have come here. Dog. That is dog spirit.
That is
this dog is going peacefully. As soon as he will see another dog, immediately fight begins. Who is this Copernicus?
Copernicus. He was a scientist. Ancient. Well, a long time ago.
was the one that first had the
made a model of the universe, I think.
What is that scientific?
He made a model of the universe.
The sun in the center. It was a revolutionary idea.
Another lesson.
He used to sit on top of his roof and think.
And fell down.
What is it?
Another quality of Kala Kendra.
Again. All Kala Kendra, this Kendra. All engaged in academy, Kala Kendra, and the price of rice is no rice. No rice Kala. My dear Kala Kendra, can you supply me rice? No.
In Bombay, if any businessman brings more than 5 kgs of rice, they'll seize him. They search the baggage many times in the trains at the station.
You see? This is the collapse.
It was a political cartoon that the people were shouting for food to Indira Gandhi, and the minister was saying, the people want food. And she said, but tomorrow we're going to have television.
Television. Kalakendra. Kalakendra. This big house.
Ravindra.
Ravindra. He is the foremost Kala. Ravindra. He has shown biggest Kala to the people of India. But nobody is coming there. Here or there. They have big, big Ravindra Kala, and nobody is trying to taste it.
When they have programs, a lot of people come.
That you make any dog dance, they will come. That is not true. In the name of Rabindranath Tagore.
That may even be Rabindranath Tagore dancing.
Huh?
When the dog is dancing, it may even be Rabindranath Tagore.
Rabindranath became very popular on account of his introducing Magh Mela, where young boys and girls could easily meet. Jai, Hare Krishna.
You're having women in the world. Then.
Jai, Mr.
Hare Krishna.
Their exhibition is Women in the World.
Huh?
Their current exhibition is Women in the World.
Yeah. Some exhibition is going on?
It's Women in the World.
Oh. What is that? Women in the World.
They had a world conference of women in Mexico recently.
Huh?
Where every country sent a delegation of women. And,
to become men?
Yeah, nowadays we're doing that also.
Oh.
In Sweden they've done that.
So you become a man. Kala, kala.
Stones.
Yes. Kala means cat fancy. Why it is not here, lacking? No money. The Kala cannot be shown without money. I never saw New Delhi in such nasty condition.
Deteriorating.
Yeah, very much it. It means finished. The Kala is finished. Mm. You see? Now, natural history. And so many dead stone they have brought, and so costly building, and showing natural history.
Just the opposite.
This is it. Simply cheating and bluff at the cost of poor man's blood. Against this principle, the communist movement is good. there are so many buildings, but there is not a single building where spiritual culture is discussed. Although it is the real basis of life. Hare Krishna. And not getting sufficient milk, their growth is checked.
Yeah.
This is kalakya.
Mm. Is that powdered milk?
That is simply cheating. Or it is white water. Yes.
Yeah.
Powdered milk means white water. It is nowhere.
In Moscow too, Anand Chanti, he was telling when we were there,
We
wanted to buy milk and they had milk in bottles, but he told me, he said, this is not milk. He said, first they dehydrate it, make it to powder, then they again add water and put it in the bottle. Because in this way they can keep it a long time. But we couldn't find any real milk even in Moscow, the biggest city in the country.
I think Moscow they have milk.
At least when I was there, we couldn't find any.
Oh, finished. Well,
we found
all
some butter.
Cows finished cutting throat.
Butter they have, but it's not very good quality.
I don't know. This hand will collapse very soon.
Yeah.
All over you. It will collapse. Either he may bring this ism or that ism, this civilization will collapse. People will become mad, being harassed in so many ways. And one is harassed in so many problems, he commits suicide.
Yeah.
And that position is coming.
Or he starts a war.
Huh?
Or he starts a war.
Yeah. And the government cannot adjust, they start a war.
Yeah.